You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Public.
While now we may think of being a bookworm as a positive trait, that has not always been the case.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Carruth. Good morning. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Good morning.
So we've got a question from Tom. Tom says, why do we call an avid reader a bookworm? Tom wants to know, did books actually have worms that ate them when they were still made out of parchment?
Yes, we have had insects that damage books, that eat them, that burrow through the paper and the boards. And the term bookworm goes back to the 1600s in reference to that insect. It could be a beetle, lice, moths, termites.
I feel like I need to go home and go through all my books now.
I know. And we have compounds like book louse and book mite, which could lead to the question of why do we call it a worm? And the answer is that probably in bookworm, the worm is a very old meaning of the word that is the larva of an insect or a maggot or grub. And that's the worm in bookworm. That meaning was available in Old English. In Old English, worm could also refer to what we now call a worm. It could also refer to a dragon or a serpent. So you could have really big, scary worms. Interestingly, in Old English, worm could also refer to a contemptible person. And that may be relevant to bookworm talking about a person. So 1500s, we have evidence for bookworm to refer to a person who's devoted to reading, and it often was used more as an insult than a compliment. We have, for example, a quote from a letter in 1580 where someone is describing someone else as a morning bookworm, an afternoon maltworm, maltworm being a drunkard.
Uh-oh.
And the quote is filled with many negative adjectives about this person. And Noah Webster, when he was defining bookworm in the early 19th century, defined it as a student closely attached to books or addicted to study, also a reader without judgment.
What does that mean?
So someone who reads a lot, but is perhaps not a very discerning reader.
Oh, I sort of feel seen right now.
But Rebecca, for you, bookworm positive, negative?
It's positive. I mean, every now and again, you'll see an illustration of a bookworm on a greeting card or a mug that you give your teacher or something. And it's always really cute, you know, a little worm wearing a little mortarboard or something.
Always has glasses.
Always has glasses, yes.
And Rebecca, I once got to be a cartoon bookworm.
How does one go about being a cartoon bookworm?
I had the wonderful opportunity to appear on Adam Ruins Everything. It was an episode about grammar, and they decided to do it as a cartoon. And I appeared as a bookworm wearing a little purple sweater and glasses.
In the time that it took you to say that, I have Googled and found this segment, and this bookworm is adorable. And it's got a little mortarboard.
And Rebecca, I thought maybe we could end this segment on bookworms by going back to Old English, because it turns out that in Old English, there was a riddle about bookworms. It's Exeter Book Riddle 47, and the first line is, moth a word frat, a moth ate words. And it goes on to describe this guest that is stealing things and swallowing words. And at the end, the author notes, and for all of that, this creature was not one whit the wiser.
Ah, poor bookworm. Well, Anne, if you need me, I will be home sweeping all my books for worms and other assorted creepy crawlies. Thanks so much.
Happy cleaning, Rebecca.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday on Weekend Edition. If you can't catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.